Yeah. So all these different cases we'll see more in the Gemara, exactly each case separately. So the Gemara, Kaposik Vitoni, that the Mishnah says Kstam, that it's possible. Kaposik Vitoni, it says Lulav Agoz of a Yavish possible. Says Stam, a stolen Lulav is possible. Now, Loishna Biyomtiv Rishin, it doesn't make a difference whether it's the first day Yomtiv, but Loishna Biyomtiv Sheni, it doesn't make a difference if it's the second day, which Pasha doesn't mean our second day Yomtiv. It means like Cholomoy, like Gnarat Yisrael. Mashmi, even the second day of Yomtiv, also it's possible, Lulav Agozl is possible. Trashik Apostle Batoni, possible. Loishna Biyomtiv Rishin, the Chuvim of the Raisa. The Loch of taking a Lulav is only the first day. Possible Lakhtom Lachem Biyayim HaRishin. The first day, that's the mitzvah midiraisa to take the lulav and the dal of minim. Not that we do it all 7 days of sukkahs, that's only midiravonin. Zaycha, the way they had it done in the Beis HaMikdash. But the gvulun outside the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah is only one day. So the first day, that's midiraisa. That's very good. Why should we possible midiraisa if it's gozel, if it's stolen? But the Gemara is saying now, loishna b'yom tesheni, the leisei b'natilas lulav ele midiravonin, the b'yom harishin ksiv. The second day already, it means out like an Eretz Yisrael, which is Chol HaMoed, there's no mitzvah to take the lulav midiraisa then. The pasuk says, B'yayim HaRishon, L'kacht U'L'kacht L'mechem B'yayim HaRishon. Only the first day you have to take the lulav. The second day is only Chiv midirabonim. Still, our Mishnah is mashmo, that pasuk, a lulav ha-gozl is never good. Whether it's gozl, whether it's yavish, it's never good. That's what's mashmo for our Mishnah. Even the last days of Sukkot also. So Mar says like this, Bishleima Yavesh, I understand if the lulav is dried out. Hodabinan. The Torah says, the Pasuk says, the Kach Lachem Yom Rishon pre-ates Hodar. And that's what type of a pre you need. You need a pre that looks nice. Who are then the lulav also has to look nice. Veleka, you don't have it. So it's not called the lulav. So it doesn't make a difference. The first day, it doesn't make a difference. The second day, third, fourth day, any day of Sukkot, that's not called the lulav. What is called the lulav? A lulav has to be Hodar, has to look nice. If it's dried out poshu means that it's so, not only just white, but it's brittle. If you touch it, it'll break off. So dried out, that's not called hodr anymore. That's absurd. Trashi bishlei mi yavish, posel midirabonin nami, kivon de mitzvahu, mishum zech lemikdosh, binan hodr mitzvah, hidr mitzvah. We're doing the, on the second, third day of Sukkot. The reason why with the Rabbanon is a mitzvah, al zeicha the way you do it in the Beis HaMikdash, and in the Mikdash there are 7 days. Now in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to have a lulav hodr. That's the din, that's the taich, that's the type of a lulav you have to have. So with the Rabbanon also, you have to have a nice lulav. If it's not a nice lulav, it's not the lulav yoytza the mitzvah. So we could understand why yavish, if the lulav is dried out, we could understand why you're not making the mitzvah, even with the Rabbanon, on the next days of Yom Tov. Elo gozel, well, what's wrong if a stolen lulav? Bishleim a Yom Tov Rishon. I understand the first day of Yom Tov. Why, if you stole a lulav, your friend's lulav, you're not yotze the mitzvah. So Yechiv, the Pasuk says, Lekachtem lochem. Says lochem, yours with Asher Mishalachem. That the lulav has to belong to you. Ela b'Yom Tov Sheni Mashenka, the next days of Yom Tov. Am I loy? What should be wrong with it? Like the end is no Pasuk of the Pasuk, Lekachtem lochem. Lochem is only a taichov in the first day it has to belong to you. The next day, who says it has to belong to you? It was soon to even halacha we hold. That's that you have to own it. It has to be your lulav is only the first day. The next day, you yaitza with the lulav hashol. It could be borrowed. You don't need your own lulav. You could borrow somebody else's lulav. That's good for the next days. In other words, the pasuk that says lochem, that has to belong to you, that only goes on the first day. Mashenka, in the second day, there's no pasuk of lochem. So it's only a mitzvah with the rabbonin. So as far as like this, Bishleim, if it's dried out, that's not the mitzvah. Like I can't start to make a cup. A cup is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to take a lulav. What's called a lulav? A nice lulav. If it's a dried out lulav, that's not called a lulav. So you understand why all the days of Yom Tov, even with the Rabbanan, you have to have a lulav, not a cup. A dried out lulav is like a cup. Mashenkin, a stolen lulav, the lulav itself is a kosher lulav. It's a lulav. That's the mitzvah you're supposed to do. So what, you did something wrong with it though. You went ahead and stole it, did it on that very first. The kosher is so what? So what if you stole though? The Maisa, right now you're holding a lulav, you're doing the mitzvah midrabbanan, so why shouldn't you be in the kind of the mitzvah? Like this is the chefs of the mitzvah. What do I care if you did an avera? The first day the pasuk says lochem, it has to belong to you. But after the first day it doesn't have to belong to you, so the Maisa, you're taking a mitzvah, you're taking the lulav, so why aren't you yaitza the mitzvah? So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the famous teretz, Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yechoi, Mishum Dehevelei mitzvah habo v'yavera. There's a new klal of mitzvahs. You can't do a mitzvah by doing an aver also. If the only way you have the mitzvah through the Aveira first, that's an upsul of mitzvah above the Aveira. And we spoke about before, some Achoikis and Tyson, if this is a psul midiraisa, a psul midirabonin. Rabbeinu Tam Shitri, this is a psul midiraisa even. Even in the raises, you will not be mekayim the mitzvah where it's a mitzvah above the Aveira. And Tyson Shitri is no, it's only psul midirabonin. Mitzvah above the Aveira is only psul midirabonin. But here it's very good. Because the second day is from then on, the next day is the Sukkis, it's only a mitzvah midirabonin to take a lulav. And midirabonin is a psul, a mitzvah above the Aveira. So therefore the Mishnah says puzzle. If you take the lulav the second day that's a stolen lulav, since you're doing a Aveira in order to do the mitzvah, that's not called a mitzvah. Midirabonin is puzzle, and the whole mitzvah is only midirabonin, so it's very good. So that's the more seratir, Mishum Mishum Ben Yechoi, Mishum Dehevilei Mitzvah Bobi Aveira. Shenema, there's a pasuk for this. The pasuk says, Vihaveisim Gozel. Talking about korbanos there, that you brought to me a korban, a stolen korban, Vihesha Piseich, you brought a lame korban, Vihesha Chol and a sick korban. Now with Ashen, Gozel Dumya Te Piseich. A gozel, a stolen animal, to use for korban is possible, just like Te Piseich a lame. Now Ma Piseich, just like a lame animal, that's Mamish Apsul, it's a Balmum. Less like Tekanto, the other terrorist is clearly is possible for korban. There's a whole pasha of Bali Mumim. You can't use a Baal Mum for carbon. So if the animal is lame, it's a psul midirais, it's a psul, you can't use a carbon. So Meli has this hekish that Av Gozel, less like the Kanta. Who are then, if you stole the animal, if you stole the animal now, you can't use it anymore for carbon. Shrashi Shinema Vyavesim Gozel. The Ashkechon Kroh, the Oysel Lohovi Mitzvah Vyaveira. I bring your right from this post, you can't do a mitzvah with an Aveira. That Ma Pisech in Lotakonim. Liachazman liakriboy shere mum kavua alamisu. A lame animal means it's a baal mum. A baal mum, the terrorist says you can't use such an animal for a korban. So in the same pasuk it says gozel and it says that's a pisayach. So we dash in an av gozel. Yaf Rashi yafin neminor. We learn out gozel from pisayach. The ain loy takorno liachazman. There's no way to fix this up to use it later. The afilu biyish. Even if later the Bailam gave up hope, the original owner gave up hope of ever giving it back. That's called Yish. The first Bailam gave up hope. The Shamin Leila Moridim Yayish. We heard that the original owner said, Vyama Veilelich Sir Kiss, like Oyvei, I lost it. He gave up hope. That's called Yish. Now, Vyafa Gav Linya Mikne, Amrina Bavakama, Dikoni Lebi Yish, even though we passed in the Gemara Bavakama, there's a Kenyan Yish. I mean, if you steal something, and later we hear that the original owner gave up hope of ever giving it back, the lachem is yish is koinam, you own the chayfas right now, the gazlin, but avadi, you have to pay back the money. I mean, the money you have to pay back to the original owner. Just the actual chayfas, since the bailam, the original owner, gave up hope of getting it back, that's called yish, there's a kinyan yish. And now the gazlin, the one that stole, has the right to keep it, but he just has to pay back the value of it to the original owner. So even though we say that the svara, the gazlin, is koinam, becomes his, after the original owner gave up hope, the koni lay biyish, whatever the day that belongs to him, the afilu hochi akruvin amazbeach loy. That's the svar that you own it. But you should know if you want to use this animal now to do a mitzvah, for a mitzvah it's possible. There's a new pasuk, it's a svar of mitzvah bobi aveira. Get Hashem, you want to do a mitzvah, something Hashem likes. Hashem doesn't like these things, it's not nice. So you can't do a mitzvah with it. Even though you own it, but to do a mitzvah with it, you can't do it. So some want to say it's only if psul midiraisa by a korban, because by a korban, mamish, like you're giving it over to Hashem, that's not nice to do with an aveira. Hashem can be other mitzvah, something only midirabonin. So Tari wants to say over here, not like that. Tari says here, Shemis over there, afagav, the krua gab be korban, Tari says, even though the krua says only by a korban, who are then by all mitzvahs, ever the raisa? That's what Tari says here. Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Who are then by all mitzvahs is a psul midiraisa? Kedemucha b'reisha goyza kama. Kadei reisha gozul saw shachitim v'tochna v'yofa v'yifrish v'menu chala v'yentim avorach ele menoitz. If somebody steals wheat and then he goes and bakes it, makes it, grinds it up, even though he's kernered it with shinui, he changes it over the wheat into flour and he makes a cake out of it, when he eats it, he's not supposed to make a brocha. Because it's called the menayit, like it's called the mitzvah above Yavera. That's Tari's raya, that's a psul midiraisa, that's possible. Then Tari's this famous kashi, v'mtayim l'kamo d'basminon, lulav shel asherah. Later we're going to say the reason why you can't use a lulav that grew off an asherah tree, that's the tree that the goyim worship for the avodah zarah, v'shilir ani dachas. The reason why you can't use a lulav that grows in an era dachas that those city worship the avodah zara mishum the michtav shiur, because it's missing its shiur. That's the reason why. So you have to ask the question. Typically, mishum mitzvah bavi avera. Look, we're close to an avera there. How can you go take a lulav off an asherah tree? This is the tree that goyim worship. Like the whole tree is also banor. So how could you go ahead and take the lulav and be into the mitzvah? Lachura is called the mitzvah of Bovi Avera. So why do we have to have a new limud later to say we don't have the shear because it's only to be burnt? Typically, it's the mitzvah of Bovi Avera. The su amai sharina the lav asher with the moisha. The yeshloi madlei domi legezel. Rashi Toi says the machmas averes hagezel bo ha mitzvah she yotze boi. Avalahana yotze machmas averes she nasas boi minafik vei. Now, the mitzvah of Bovi Avera is only the pshat is. If the only way you can be mekayim the mitzvah is because of the avera, the mashal by gezel, you have to own it. It has to be your luluf. So how does it become yours? Only through stealing it. So the only way you could do the mitzvah is because of the avera. When the avera is helping you doing the mitzvah, that's a psula mitzvah above the avera. Mashenka, let's say you have this tree shel asherah. The goyim worship the tree. Now, if the goyim wouldn't have worshipped the tree, you could have also used the luluf. So the avera doesn't help you in doing the mitzvah. Whether the avera was done or not done, you could still do the mitzvah. There wouldn't be a psula mitzvah above the avera. Mitzvah above the avera is only the pshat is that without the avera you couldn't do the mitzvah. The avera is helping you do the mitzvah. If you need the help of an avera to do a mitzvah, that's not called a mitzvah. So here you have to have the lulav has to belong to you. How does it become yours? Because you're stealing it. You stole it. Somebody else, you can't use it. The only way you can use it is because you stole it. So that's called the mitzvah. Above the avera, therefore you're not making the mitzvah. You didn't do anything wrong. I mean, even though the goyim did the avera, but it's not because of the avera that you have the mitzvah. Even without the avera, you would have the mitzvah. There's no psul. So Mordechai says, "Now, I've gozel. Let's take the count. The loishna lefneiyish, loishna liachliyish." Doesn't make enough kamina before the owner gave up hope of getting the animal back, whether the Bailam did not give up hope. In both cases, you can't use this animal for a korban. So where it says, Bishleim, it's understandable, lifnei yish, before the original owner gave up hope of getting it back. So you went ahead and stole somebody else's animal. Now you want to bring it for korban. So if the original owner did not give up his ownership yet, he did not give up hope of getting it back, so then I understand very good why the goslin can't bring it for korban. Because the Pasuk says, Odom ki yakriv mikem omarachmona. Velavdi dehu. The Pasuk says when you want to bring a korban an animal, Odom, when a person brings an animal, ki yakriv mikem, it has to be from yours. In other words, it has to be your animal, and not if you stole it. So if the gazlan now comes with a stolen animal, we understand why he can't bring it for korban. Velavdi dehu, that's not called your korban, that's possible for korban. El oliyacha yiyash, but the kasher is, if the original owner already gave up hope of ever getting it back. So now there's a svara, yish is koiner, the gazlan owns it. Hakan ye be yish. The gazlan was koiner, it becomes his now, with this new svara of yish, that the original owner gave up hope of getting it back. So now that it's yours, why can't you bring it for korban? The pasuk says, Adam kiyakriv mikem, this is called mikem, it's called your korban. After the owner gave up hope of getting it back, it's yours. So what's wrong? Elo, from here it's a raya, that lav mishum the heavy le mitzvah bobi avera. That it's a mitzvah bobi avera. Like here, since the only way, how did this korban become yours? Why is it yours now? Why is yish koina? Only because you did the avera, you stole it. So because of the avera of gezel, that's where the animal becomes yours. That's called the mitzvah bobi avera. You can't use this animal for korban. So that's where Shimon ben Yochai's raya is such a psul for mitzvah bobi avera. For Yomer Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Abshim Ben Yechoi, my dechsev, what does the Pasuk say? Ki ani Hashem oyev mishpat soine gozel v'yoyla. The Kodesh Baruch Hu loves mishpat, good things, but he hates stealing, people steal things v'yoyla, doing something bad. What does that mean? Rashi, soine gozel v'yoyla, but oylois means what on the korban oyla. Sha'atem evim li, Hashem hates if a person brings a stolen korban oyla. Ani soine gozel, Shatem goes le moisam. You're stealing the animal. V'yaf apisha koshli, even though everything belongs to me. V'yaf metchilash li hoisam. Like really, why should Hashem get so angry? What happened here? Reuven stole an animal from Shimon, and now he's bringing it to Hashem. So why should Hashem be so angry? This animal belonged to Hashem before, and now he's giving it back to Hashem. So why should Hashem get so angry? He says, yes, it's a mashal, it's an example, le melech basavadom, like a king. Shoya Oiver al Beis HaMechus. He was going through his house, through his household. Is Omali Avodi, we told this a servant to him, to Nu Mechus Lemuchsin. Give the taxes are supposed to give to the tax collector. That's what the king told the servant. Is Omru Loi, so the servant said back to the king, what do you mean I should give tax? I should give tax from your money to the tax collector. Like, who does the tax collector give the money to? He gives it back to you, the king. So why should I, the servant of the king, pay the taxes for the king to the king? Like, what's going on here? You're going from one pocket to the same pocket back again. Is Omalahem, the king answered back, yes. Me many yelamdo kol oivre drachim. I want everybody to learn from me that the same way I give taxes, I want everybody else to give taxes, even though I'm giving and getting it back. But I call upon him, I want everybody to give taxes though. So I'm also going to give taxes. People should not learn to dodge the tax. That's why the king himself also gave taxes. Is the same example to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Omar Hashem says, Ani Hashem soine gezel bi'oila. I'm Hashem that hates if somebody steals a carbon, an animal, and brings it to me for carbon oila. That why I, the carbon, belonged to you before, and now it's yours again. But mimeno yilmudu b'ni, v'yavrichu atzim min hagezel. I want everybody to learn from me. Even though the person now wants to give this carbon oila back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Hashem's carbon, so they're going from one pocket to another pocket, still Hashem has nothing doing. I'm not going to take a stolen animal. So everybody learns out from that, that you're not supposed to steal. So that's also Hashem doesn't like if you stole. It menam, we learned like this also. Drash, by the time of the Mastisim, the Gozal, B'yom Toshenim, Shemitzel, B'av Yaveira. We'll bring another Raya also to this Pshat, that the reason why a Lulav HaGozal, on the second day, Yom Tov is possible, not Midirais, it's only Psol of Mitzel, B'av Yaveira. Not as Lochem, but as Mitzel, B'av Yaveira. That Omar, Rabbi Ami, Yovesh posel. If the lulav dried up, it's posel. Mifnei shein hoder. That's not called hoder. It's not called hoder. It's a psul midiraisa. Gozel posel mishum dehevele mitzvah bobi avera. The reason why lulav ha-gozel is posel clearly because it's a mitzvah bobi avera. So the more pliege the Rabbi Yitzchak, he argues on Rabbi Yitzchak. The yom Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak holds. The yom Rabbi Yitzchak ban Achmeni. Omar Shmuel. Loi shonu ele biyom tevrishin. No. Rule of HaGozel is only possible only on the first day of Yom Tov. Avo b'Yom Tov Sheni, on the second day of Yom Tov, you should know, mi toich sheyotze b'shol, just like he could be yotze with a lulav that you borrowed from your friend, because you don't have to have lochem. Lochem only goes on the first day, it has to belong to you. On the second day, it doesn't have to belong to you. You could borrow your friend's lulav. You should know, if Yitzchak holds, yotze nami b'gozel, you're also yotze with gozel. In other words, the pasuk of Lochem does not apply to the second day. It doesn't have to belong to you. So just like I could borrow somebody's, who would then, if I stole it, not that you have a right to steal, but if you did steal it, you could be mekayem the mitzvah. And Rabbi Yitzchak, he argues on the svara mitzvah b'av yaveira. He does know from the svara mitzvah b'av yaveira. To Rashi, Loishana the gozal pasul mitech shiotze b'shol, to aviyam tev shen leksiv Lochem lemutei. So therefore, if you could be yotze with shol, with something borrowed, if Yitzchak holds, you could also be yotze with a gezel. Moshe Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Yitzchak asked the question to him. Lulav ha-gozel. If the lulav was stolen, for ha-yovish, or was dried up, posel. That's what our Mishnah says. So the diya koshol kosher. So Mashma, the Mishnah only says, if you stole the lulav, it's no good. Mashma, if you borrow it, though, it is good. For the Gemara Amos, when is our Mishnah talking about? Elaim of Yom Tov Rishon, if you want to tell me the Mishnah is talking about even the first day of Yom Tov, the first day of Yom Tov also the Mishnah says only Lulav HaGozel is possible, if it's stolen. But to borrow it, you could. Freddie Moore, it's not true. Hoksiv, the Postlik says, Lochem, Mishalachem, Lokachtem Lochem, B'yom Rishon, Priyetz Odor. Lochem, it has to belong to you. Fahai, Lavdi Deyu. If you're only borrowing it from your friend, it doesn't belong to you. So the Mishnah can't be talking about the first day. When the Mishnah says that a lulav that's gozel is posel, that's mashma if you just borrow it from your friend, it is a good lulav, so I can't be talking about the first day. Because the first day, even if you borrow it, also won't be good. You have to own it the first day. Elola v'yomtiv sheni. Elo, you have to say our Mishnah is talking about on the second day of Yomtiv, which means like in Chol HaMoed. Uketani, and still our Mishnah says, gezel posel. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak. It's mash that we said before. That Hashem ben Yechoi. That rather the second day of Yom Tov also it's possible to use a stolen lulav. And the svarias, because we all the new psulav mitzvah bobi avera. if the only way you could be, have a keem of the mitzvah is through the gezel, that's called the psula mitzvah of yavera. So it's a kashan of Yitzchak. So Mara says no. Liyelam, I tell you, some agur, some arava, that liyelam be yomtiv rishon. I tell you, maybe I'm mishnah talking about the first day yomtiv. That's why gezel is posel, because the first day the pasuk says lochem. So you ask the question then, if the mishnah is talking about the first day of yomtiv, why does it only say gezel? It should have said a bigger chiddush. It should have even said shoal. Even if you borrow your friends, it's also no good. So it must like this. Loi mi boy kama. The mishnah means like not only this. Loi mi boy shoal. Not only if you borrow a lula from your friend, that's no good. To lavdi deyu, because you don't own it at all. Avul gozel. Mashenken, if you steal the lulav and the bailam give up hope of getting it back, Amai would say, stam gzela yish bailamu, maybe stam gzela. Gzela means like you do it in front of the owner. You're not a guy up coming at night. In the middle of the day, you go and tell the guy, I'm taking your lulav right now. You take it, let's say, you're a big husky guy. So the owner gives up hope of ever getting it back. He's afraid of you. So I would think right away the bailam is miyayish. Therefore, the gazan is kind of belongs to him now. Ukididaydam mean it belongs to him. So maybe you could be mekayim the mitzvah, kamash malon, that's the chiddush, no. Now that's not called lachem. So Rashi, kamash, Rashi, Amai would say, stam gzele miyad, v'yafagav d'loy shemin d'yayish, even though I did not hear that the owner gave up hope yet, yish baylem heve, sherei b'fonav hugoizloy, because the gazlan means you go in front of the person and take it away from him. Miyad, you grab it out of his hand. V'yankoyach lahatzel, and this poor man can't protect himself. So that's what a gazlan is. A big husky guy takes it away from a little guy. So I would think that right away the owner is like giving up hope. Kamash Blon Rashi says the what? The Adi Shamin and the Yayish. No. Up until we hear from him that he gives up hope that he's Miyayish, Loi Koni Lei. You should know the gazlan is not Koinerit. The Meimaroma, the God, the Bailam will say, Hashtu the talk of Minoi. Today he's stronger than me. Ablamacha Tafsin Lei Bedino. But maybe tomorrow I go to the police, I go to Bezdin, and Bezdin will take it away from that person. So therefore, it could be the owner does not give up hope right now. So maybe the Mishnah, according to this, is saying that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah maybe goes according to Rabbi Yitzchak Shita, that there's no psul of mitzvah bo bi'aveira. The second day, gozel is posel. It's only posel the first day. So the question is, what's the Chiddush of lulav gozel? Let it say a bigger Chiddush, even if you borrow from somebody else. The Torah says no. If you borrow from somebody else, for sure you're not your Yitzchak the first day. Because by borrowing it, it doesn't belong to you. It's your friend's. You're just borrowing it. There's no kinyan in borrowing it. That for sure is no good. But the Mishnah is telling me a big Kiddush though. Mashenken, if your mamish go up to that person, take it away from him. You're gazlin in front of him. So I would have thought to say that the owner is miyayish. And if the owner was miyayish, you would be Yitzchak the mitzvah according to Rabbi Yitzchak. Because when the owner is miyayish, he gives up hope of getting it back, then the gazlin is kinder it. And I, it's a psula mitzvah above Yaveira. Rabbi Yitzchak does not want a psula mitzvah above Yaveira. So according to Rabbi Yitzchak, if a person steals the lulav and the owner gives up hope of getting it back, you take away mekayim the mitzvah. So that's the Mishnah telling us a tremendous chiddush. So when are you mekayim the mitzvah? Only if you hear clearly that the original owner gave up hope of getting it back. Mashenken stam gzeli, even though you went over to the guy, the big husky guy, went to the small guy and grabbed away his lulav and took it, we don't say like this, the owner automatically gave up hope. No, the owner thinks today he's bigger than me, but tomorrow I'm going to go to Bezdin and we'll get back at him. Therefore, he doesn't give up hope. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that even though you're a gazlin, I don't say stam is gzela, therefore you have no kinyan, that's why you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Blein Echanami, once there is a din yish, or else the second day, you would be mekayim the mitzvah even with gezel. Because maybe it goes like Rabbi Yitzchak's din, that there's no psul of mitzvah bo bi'aveir. Alright, we'll stop here. There's a little sugi next to my